This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana will end today. The single-phase polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on Saturday. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of October, along with Jammu and Kashmir. On the last day of campaigning, various political leaders are participating in roadshows and public rallies to support their candidates. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has banned release of exit polls for Haryana Assembly elections until 6:30 p.m. on the 5th of October, the day of polling. The ban includes any publication or dissemination of exit polls via print, electronic media or any other means. Violators may face imprisonment or fines. President Draupadi Murmu is attending the 32nd convocation of Mohan Lal Sukhadia University at Udaipur in Rajasthan. And now we go live to Udaipur, where the President is addressing the convocation.
परिवेश शिक्षा और संस्कारों में व्याप्त कोरोना से कुछ लोग अंधस्वार्थ स्वार्थ का मार्ग पकड़ लेते हैं परंतु सबके हित को प्राथमिकता देने के विचारधारा आपकी प्रतिभा को और अधिक विकसित बनाएगी परोहित करने में अपना हित सहज ही सिद्ध हो जाता है हमने वर्ष 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनने का लक्ष्य रखा है आपकी पीढ़ी के योगदान के बल पर ही ये राष्ट्रीय लक्ष्य प्राप्त करना संभव हो सकेगा मैं आशा करती हूँ कि आप राष्ट्र निर्माण और देश निर्माण में यथाशक्ति सर्वाधिक योगदान देंगे
The President reached Udaipur this morning on a two-day visit to Rajasthan. Tomorrow she will attend the global summit organized by Prajapita Brahmakumari's Ishwariya Vishwavidyalay at Mount Abu. The President will also be present in the Adi Gaurav Samman Samaroh organized by the Rajasthan government. In West Bengal, thousands of junior doctors joined by people from all walks of life took out a mega protest march on the occasion of Mahalaya in Kolkata, demanding justice for the rape and murder victim of the state-run R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital. The protest march, which took place yesterday, was organized by the Bengal Junior Doctors Front. The protesters later gathered on the banks of the Ganga, lighting 1,000 diyas as a symbolic act in their fight for justice. Navratri, the 9-day-long festival to worship Goddess Durga, begins today with religious fervor and gaiety across India. Each of the 9 days is dedicated to a different form of Goddess Durga. On the first day, Devi Durga is worshipped as Shail Putri. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished the people on the auspicious occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "May this holy festival dedicated to Shakti Vandana prove to be auspicious for everyone." Global air travel is facing significant disruptions as tensions escalate in West Asia. According to Flight Radar 24 data, airlines worldwide are diverting or cancelling flights, while regional airports in Lebanon, Israel and Kuwait are experiencing long delays. In response to recent events, the European Union Aviation Safety Agency has advised all European airlines to avoid Iranian airspace. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep appreciation for India and other countries contributing troops to the peacekeeping operation in Lebanon, where they face dangers from a growing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. At an emergency meeting of the Security Council on the West Asia situation yesterday, Mr. Guterres said UN interim force in Lebanon, UNIFIL peacekeepers, remain in position and the UN flag continues to fly despite Israel's request to relocate. He reiterated the deep appreciation to the military and civilian members of the UN peacekeeping force, UNIFIL, and to the troop contributing countries. Nearly 900 Indian troops are with UNIFIL, which is deployed along the blue line separating Israel and Lebanon. The 9th edition of ICC Women's T20 World Cup will begin today in Sharjah, UAE. The opening match will feature Bangladesh against debutant Scotland. India's campaign will start against New Zealand tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.